today is, as you say, one of the most important meetings of the last 18 months, because today is the first task force meeting where retailers will be in the room. And this is one of the issues that farmers have been demanding for many months now, where they have farmers, factories and the retailers all in the room together talking about the margins and the prices.
The Donegal executive of Beef Plan 1 of 7 across the country, we understand, to pass motions of no confidence. What is the nub of this problem?
The nub of the problem, I suppose, is both about power and finance. The organisation is a fledgling organisation. It's up and running maybe 12 months, really would have started about 18 months ago. It was founded, and its two co-chairs for the last quite a long time now have been Eamon Corley and Hugh Doyle. There's also a national committee which has regional representation, so there will be each of the regions represented on the national committee. And there's a bit of a power struggle between the national committee and the chair people. That has resulted in a kind of a tit-for-tat argument over the last week to 10 days, and also just the committee, I suppose, wanting clarity on accounts for the organisation. Hugh Doyle, the chair, we spoke to yesterday, and there's full details of it in today's paper, saying that there is not a red cent unaccounted for, but nonetheless the National Committee wanting sight of an audited set of accounts.
The point we're at now at the moment is there appears to be some fracturing within the farm organisations at a time when unity is really needed. It's the time perhaps that there's less unity than ever before.
Yeah, unfortunately for farmers that is the problem, that if your representation is fragmented, it's ultimately diluted. And there are 7 farm organisations in the talks today. Would it be better if they were all speaking with one voice? I think, you know, a lot of observers would say yes. There is a tradition, obviously, of the different organisations representing different types of farmers, I suppose, whether that's a regional or a sector. But look, ultimately, the factories are in there with one voice. The retailers are likely to be in there with one voice. And this distraction, I suppose, the fragmentation and the rowing within farm organisations is certainly not helpful for achieving farmers' aim, which is to get beef price increased at the end of the day and get a fair share of the price.